usually nest much further north than here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they migrate through New Jersey, and they'll overwinter off the ocean, off
Alex,
the Jersey
do you,
shore
do
as
you
well.
Agree, do you agree that New Jersey is prime viewing area for birds?
It's very good, yeah, I would say so. I mean, we, you know, being coastal, we get a lot of things migrating through, and we have some good breeding areas in the northern half of the state, and
well,
a good
what
variety
area,
of habitat.
What area in North America could top it? What is your dream area to top?
I mean, I like birding in South Texas and Southern Arizona, and Alaska is very nice too. There's lots of, you know, it's a really interesting hobby, and there's lots of different ways that you can approach it and different things to see. So it's yeah, there's a whole lot of good places, but those are probably my three favorites.
But New Jersey is great because it's a small state and you have a little bit of everything. You have beaches, you have meadows, you have, you know, mountains, you have a little bit of everything.
Correct, yeah. And a lot of people who are looking for things and find interesting stuff.
I wish I was interesting.
All right. So this next bird, and this is, again, whoever gets it first, is also the name of a WFMU DJ.
Is that a North American pigeon?
It's a pigeon. It's a clay pigeon.
Exactly.
I was going to say North American Irwin.
Well, that was funnier, Andy. Very good.
Yeah.
All right. Our next bird likes to eat dead things, and if threatened, can projectile vomit on cue.
A vulture, turkey buzzard.
And that's the vomiting. Is it?
That's
turkey
the sound
vulture,
of the bird, turkey
California
buzzard.
California condor or crested caracara.
It's a turkey buzzard.
Andy?
Well, I will say a California condor, I would guess. By the way, as an interesting fact, California condors taste just like chicken.
Alex, the answer is?
It is turkey vulture.
Oh.
Turkey buzzards and black vultures are different, right? Those are two different.
Correct. They're different species. Yep. Yeah.
But they both projectile vomit.
I believe so. Definitely the turkey vultures do. I'm not entirely sure about black vultures, but they both eat carrion, obviously. And then
they vomit all over themselves.
Or they defecate on themselves as well,
yeah,
onto their legs.
In order to keep Andy Breckman away.
Exactly.
If that was the clue, I would have guessed Irwin again.
And you'll often see them soaring over the highways when you're driving, and that's because they're just looking for roadkill. They could smell and see dead animals up to a mile away.
Wow.
Not a fun fact.
Yeah, I love the vultures.
That's tantalizingly close to a fun fact.
All right. This is our last question. Ready?
Yep.
Okay.
This is a type of flycatcher.
Wait, can we say that the score is tied and that this is the tiebreaker?
No.
Wait, do you think you're winning?
I think so.
Alex,
you'd have to ask Alex.
Score?
Should we do a score now or should we wait till the
yes.
Oh, it doesn't
be a surprise for the
score
end?
Now.
So, yeah. Score now. Okay. It is currently eight. It's either 8-2 or 8-5 if we give Andy the three bonus points that he claimed earlier.
No, he can't claim points for himself.
Okay.
Wait, but don't I get 5 pity points?
No. It's
because
eight.
My father died. My father died when I was in high school.
It's 8-2, which means the last question is worth 10 points.
Pancreatic cancer.
Wow. All right. This bird is a type of flycatcher. It's found in our area, and it nests under bridges, and it's named after its call. Okay. All right. Is it an eastern wood peewee, an eastern phoebe, or a willow flycatcher?
Well, it's named after its call. It's phoebe, eastern phoebe. Is my guess, because it sounds like he's saying Phoebe.
It does sound like it's saying Phoebe.
Phoebe, peewee, or flycatcher?
Or maybe he's saying peewee. Wait, let me hear it again. Well, I could talk myself into any of these. Well, I know he's not saying flycatcher.
All right. I'll play
unless
one more time.
Unless he's mispronouncing it.
Phoebe, Pee-wee, or Willow Flycatcher?
What's it going to be, Andy? Phoebe or Pee-wee?
Well, maybe he's saying Phoebe. Oh, I don't know. What do you think he's saying, Kenny?
Well, it's your game to win. I'm not going to guess.
All right, I'll say Phoebe.
Alex?
So Ken doesn't guess on this one?
I'm not guessing.
It doesn't matter.
Phoebe was correct.
Oh, Phoebe.
Oh, correct. My God, Andy wins again.
But what do I win?
Pulling it out. You win a special guest appearance at the World Championship of Birding.
The World Series of Birding.
You have to promise me that it's on while Ken's show is airing.
Oh, and one fun fact about the Eastern Phoebe, they'll do several broods, and the children from the first broods will actually stick around and help raise the young of the next broods.
Oh, it's like professional basketball.
Well, okay. Evan and Alex, thank you so much. We are out of time.
Yeah, this was amazing.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
This was
and I
fun.
Learned I learned a lot, and for that I will never forgive you.
Thank you.
I had a good time and if you want more information, montclairbirdclub.org.
Thank you, Evan and Alex. 7 second delay is no more. And that was tonight's new quizzes from listeners Evan Cutler and Greg Schiegel. And if you would like to give us a quiz, all we need is half an hour of your time over Zoom and 10 questions to express your interest in giving us a quiz on any arcane topic. Please email me at ken@wfmu.org. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Congratulations again to the Marcus Brody Trio for being the new theme masters of Well-Dressed Fancy Dandies. Stay tuned for 21 Lounge with Don Fleming.
Call us lucky, you and I. Lucky girl, lucky guy. And when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak. A lucky rainbow lights the sky. When we kiss, when we sigh, they call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why. Evening, chillin'. This is Don Hayes from the Mark 2100 21 Lounge, right on the ocean in Fort Lauderdale. We have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night.
Well, folks, we come to one of the highlights of our program. I think this young fellow has a super voice. I think you'll agree with me after you've heard him. Get together, please, and say hello to this young fella all the way from Bunny, Scotland. Ladies and gentlemen, Scotty Stevens.
Any of you fellas out there get any ideas?
Mark
When the night is calling, hear, hear, the pipes are calling, loudly and proudly calling down through the glen. There where the hills are sleeping now, feel the blood a-leaping, high as a spirit, so the old Highland man. Oh, ring and gallant fame, Scotland, my mountain hame, high me your proud banners gloriously wave. Land o' my high and Devon, land o' the Shane and Drever, land my head forever, Scotland the brave. What is a Scotsman wear under his kilt?
Scotch tape.
High in the misty Highlands, awed by the purple islands, brave are the hearts that beat beneath the Scottish skies. Wild are the winds to meet you, staunch are the friends who greet you, kind is the love that shine from fair maiden's eyes. Fame, Scotland, my mountain hame, I be a proud banners gloriously wave. Land o' my high and Devon, land o' the Shane and Drever, land o' my head forever, Scotland the brave.
Oh, yeah.
Folks, can you tell me something? How come all you Americans drive on the wrong side of the road? You know, I can't get out of the habit of driving on the British side. I live up in Salem, New Hampshire, up around the New England states right now. Yes. And you know, there's one spot in New England that I'd love to go to. It's Cape Cod. One of my favorite spots, but for me to get to Cape Cod from New Hampshire, I have to drive around a very dangerous expressway called the Southeast Expressway. Yes. I can never get on the right side. My luck, the last time I was driving down there, I was stopped by a big Irish trooper. He says, "Now, where do you think you're going?" I says, "I know where I'm going. There's those other nuts you want to grab hold of." He says, "Oh, I can see we've got a foreigner here." He says, "Where do you come from, foreigner?" I says, "I come from Scotland." He says, "Well, look," he says, "when you're in Scotland, you can drive on this side of the road. But, buddy, when you're in America, you're going to have to do as the Americans do." So I give him $10 and he let me go.
Again in my
feelings, life, I've never lost you. In feelings like I never have you again in my heart. Feelings for my life I feel it. I wish I'd never met you, girl. Never come again. Feelings, oh, feelings, oh, feel you again in my heart. If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you? The words will never show the you I've come to know. If a face could launch a thousand ships, then beside you all the way. If the world should stop revolving, spinning slowly down to die, I'd spend the end with you. When the world was through, then why
did it by this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. And through it all, when there was doubt, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, no, not me. I did it my.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the 21 Lounge. Thanks for being here. We just heard a pretty big set there. We started out, as usual, with Don Hayes doing the Mr. Lucky theme. And then we heard several songs by Scotty Stevens. This is on Cruise Records, which is part of Art Records. It was their label for performers performing on cruise ships, and in this case it was recorded live on the SS Vendor. According to the notes here, the liner notes, Scotty was born in Hamilton, Scotland, and although he came from a musical family, he had never had professional musical training, which makes his singing performances all the more remarkable. And then it also says he pursued golf as a career until 1971, when he joined the staff of Holland American Cruise Lines and the senior cruise director, after accidentally hearing Scotty sing, insisted on his appearance as an entertainer. Scotty, when they asked him about making this record, he wanted it to be titled, I'd Rather Play Golf. But what's interesting is, I did a little more deep diving on it and found out that his actual name was Thomas Blair, and he was he also used the name Kirk Stevens and put out several records in the 1950s. He put out six singles, three of them were 78s and three were 45s on Columbia, Decca, and Phillips Records. They were all Scottish type songs. In fact, Scotland the Brave, one of the songs he sang here, the first song, was one of those songs. And after that, he The last single he put out was called The Silver Madonna on Decca in 1957, and it was banned by the BBC. And after that, he disappeared for a while until he showed up on this boat. We heard him doing... he started with Scotland the Brave, and after that he sang Feelings, and then If, and finished it up with My Way. And again, that's from his album just called Scotty. Okay, so coming up next, I have these two guys, Bob Floyd and Mark Franklin, who made an album called For Friends Only. And it was a self-released album in 1970. Bob had been around for a while doing... he had put out one other album himself and was a lounge performer. But at the time they put this record out, according to these liner notes, which are written by Kay Ballard and Carmen McRae, it sounds like they were just doing this only for their friends now. Let's see, Carmen says... after hearing the talents of Mark and Bob, which are some of the most joyous I've ever heard, I might just set up shop to write liner notes, because it would be an easy gig if all artists I had to write about made me as happy as they have on this album. No one can believe these guys are in the gift import business. And they're called Fitz and Floyd, so they call them that. And then Kay has a similar kind of notes here. I ask myself, why do any two people as talented as Bob and Mark leave show business and go into gift business? And then she also says, they're able to make lots of money in business and still be able to enjoy their talent by putting out a fabulous album such as this with such professionalism for the pleasure of their friends and people with taste enough to like it. So, yeah. Going to hear just a couple of songs from these guys from their album For Friends Only. Here's Bob Floyd and Mark Franklin with Give Me the Simple Life.
I don't believe in fretting or grieving. Why mess around with strife? I never was cut out to step and strut out. Give me the simple life. Some find it pleasant dining on pheasant. Those things roll off my knife. Just serve me tomatoes and mashed potatoes. Give me the simple life. A cottage small is all I'm after, not one that's spacious and wide, with hearts that fill with joy and laughter when the one I love's inside. Take the high road,
I'll take the low road.
Free from the care and strife. Sounds corny and seedy, but yes, indeedy, give me the simple life.
I don't believe in fretting or grieving. Why mess around with strife?
I never was cut out to step and strut out. Give me the simple life.
Some find it pleasant dining on pheasant. Those things roll off my knife.
Just serve me tomatoes and mashed potatoes. Give me the simple life.
A cottage small is all I'm after, not one that's spacious and wide, with hearts that fill with joy and laughter
when the one I love's inside.
You take the high road, I'll take the low road.
Free from the care and strife. Sounds corny and seedy, but yes, indeedy, give me the simple life. Sounds corny and seedy, but yes, indeedy, give me the simple life. What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get by with a little help from my friends. Yeah, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends.
What do I do when my love is away? Does it worry you to be all alone? How do I feel by the end of the day?
Are you sad because you're on your own?
No, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. Yeah, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. Do you need anybody?
I need somebody to love.
Could it be anybody?
I want somebody to love. Would you believe in a love at first sight? Yes, I'm certain that it happens all the time. What do you see when you turn out the light? I can't tell you, but I know it's mine.
Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. Yeah, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. Do you need anybody?
I need somebody to love.
Could it be anybody?
I want somebody to love.
I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. Yeah, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. Do you need anybody? We said we need somebody to love.
A good job in the city, working for the man every night and day, and I never lost a minute of sleeping, worrying about the way things might help been. Big wheels keep on turning, proud Mary keep on burning. I said rolling, rolling, rolling on the cleaned a lot of plates in Memphis. I pumped a lot of pain down in New Orleans. But I never saw the good side of the city till I hitched a ride on the Riverboat Queen. Big wheels keep on turning, proud Mary keep on burning. I said rolling, rolling, rolling on the bet you're gonna find some people who live. You don't have to worry, cause you got no money. People on the river know they're happy to give. Big wheels keep on turning, proud Mary keep on running. I said rolling, rolling, rolling on the river. Since my baby left me, I found a new place to dwell. It's down at the end of Lonely Street at Heartbreak Hotel. Like it's so lonely, baby. So lonely, baby. I get so lonely, I can die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry over the moon. I get so, so lonely, baby. So lonely, baby. They get so lonely, they get down. hot tears keep flowing. The desk clerk's dressed in black. They've been so long on lonely street, they'll never ever get back. Oh, Lincoln, so, so lonely, baby. So lonely, baby. They get so lonely, they can die. Now, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Just take a walk down lonely street to Harlem. So lonely, baby. So lonely, baby. You'll be so lonely, you could die.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the 21 Lounge, where we just heard a couple of songs by Chek Chapman. Chek was, according to the liner notes here, he hailed from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and has had a group of his own since 1969. He made appearances in such places as Panther Hall in Fort Worth, Texas, and the Longhorn Ballroom in Dallas. We just heard him and the Checkmates do Proud Mary and Heartbreak Hotel. He's not an Elvis impersonator, but he certainly has some Elvis in the show and has a little bit of an Elvis look there. Or Tony Joe White, as was commented on the board. And yeah, there was a drum solo at the end of Proud Mary, which faded out. I've never heard that happen before in a record like that. And that was on a label called Sunshine. Well, it has two label names. There's Sunshine Records and Echo Sounds. And Sunshine Records was a Pensacola, Florida label. They only put out six singles in this one album. And Echo Sounds was a religious label from Pensacola, Florida, which got involved in this record. They had a studio, so maybe it was recorded at their studio. Before that, we heard Bob Floyd and Mark Franklin. They started us off there on the set with Give Me the Simple Life, and then from that went into With a Little Help from My Friends. That was from their 1970 album, For Friends Only. All right, coming up next, featured artist of the evening is Susie Arden from her her Susie Arden Show, which she put on live at the Mint Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. Susie was born in Portsmouth, Virginia, and grew up in a family that had it was a family band, and they did concerts. They were on the radio in the Norfolk, Virginia area. In 1947, she was on the Old Dominion Barn Dance radio program out of Richmond. And after high school, she had a daily DJ shift on WTAR in Norfolk and a live show on the TV station, WTAR-TV. She moved around, didn't want to move to Nashville, even though her friend Patsy Cline tried to get her to move to Nashville. She decided Vegas was the place to go. And she had really one of the longest-running shows in Vegas at the Merry Mint Lounge in the Mint Hotel. And this record came out on the Mint Hotel's own label, Mint Records. So let's hear a little bit. Let's hear some songs from Susie and her band. And I'll tell you a little bit more about her when we come back. We're going to start off with Susie doing Bill Bailey. Susie Arden.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The Fabulous Mint in downtown Las Vegas proudly presents, live at the Mint, the Susie Arden Show. And here she is, the pride and joy of Eclipse, Virginia, and the star of our show,
Miss Susie Orange.
Well, won't you come home, little baby? Won't you come home? I'm on the whole night long. I'll do the cooking, honey. I'll pay the rent. I know I've done you wrong. Remember that rainy evening I turned you out with nothing but a fine-tooth comb? Well, I know I'm to blame, honey. Ain't that a shame, little baby? Won't you please come on home? Won't you come home, little baby? Won't you come home? Why, honey, I'm home the whole night long. I'll do the cooking, baby. You pay the rent. Remember that rainy evening I turned you out with nothing but a fine-tooth comb? Well, I know I'm to blame, baby. Ain't that a shame, Bill Bailey? Won't you please come on home? Leon Richardson.
Everybody to the Fabulous Mint in downtown Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, Susie.
Yeah, hi. My name is Susie Arden, and these handsome, talented, very versatile young men belong to me, to whom I'm very, very proud of. Mr. Lucky Clark over here on bass fiddle.
Howdy!
Yeah, standing right next to me. He's very little, but very, very talented. A young man that sings a beautiful song, Mr. Jerry Vance. And over on the guitar, one of the one of the 10 most talented guitar pickers in our nation today, Mr. Leon Richardson. Boys.
Well, I think I'm going out of my head.
Yes, I think I'm going. And I
think I'm going out of my head.
Yes, I think
I'm going out of my head.
Standing over to my right is a gentleman that is known throughout the country music field as one of the very, very top guitarists ever. And we are very fortunate to have him in our aggregation. Very handsome, the very versatile, and one of the finest guitars. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Leon Richardson and Yakety Yaks. More? Oh, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, from the very different movie picture of Mondo Cane, a tune that has become more of a household word, I guess, to everybody when they would like to speak about love. It certainly sums love up in words and music. Here's the group to gang up on you on one called simply More. You more. Okay, here we go with a little Swiss modulation, boys. Here we are now, yeah.
Clear that thumb, do that yodel first.
I'm gonna saddle my pony and ride away. However the west winds blow. Well, the moon is shining down and the cattle prowl around. That's where I long to go, go, go. Ha! Happy, go lucky and free. That's me, like the wind that blows across the bridge divide. I'm gonna saddle my pony and ride away. Then I'll be satisfied.
That was Susie Arden putting on a hell of a show there. She had a long-running show at the Mint Hotel in Las Vegas, and this was the record that was made of that show. It was recorded by Gary S. Paxton, who kind of famously produced Alley Oop and Monster Mash, among other things. And at this point, he had a studio, and it's not clear if he recorded it on there at the Mint, but it's interesting that he lists like all the equipment they used. That's not something I've seen too often with lounge records. They had a 8-track Ampex machine, AG300, and some nice mics, some RCA 44s, RE15. Yeah, Gary S. Paxton. And we heard Susie do, started out with Bill Bailey, and then went into Going Out of My Head. That was followed by Yakety Yak, which is mistitled on the album. They call it Yakety Sax, which is the Boots Randolph kind of cover of this song. And she introduces the guitar player on that, Leon Richardson, which she keeps talking about how he's like one of the best guitar players in the country. And he was a really great guitar player, and it was really hard to sort of dig up a whole lot of information on him. He worked with little Jimmy Dickens and Ray Price, and was just a big name. He came out of the Modesto, California kind of scene in the 70s, and was the hot shot guy in town, and left for Nashville, and somehow met Susie, and next thing you know, he's in Vegas. But he is quite a good guitar player. After that, they did the song More. Nice version of that. And finished it up with Out Where the West Winds Blow, which features some fine yodeling from Susie. I had to figure out like how high up she was singing there, and I was able to determine she starts on an F and then she goes up a half step each time and ends on a high A. So it's not that mythical high C that you hear about, but it was way up there. Susie, it's really not much from her after this time period. She apparently was good friends with Willie Nelson and Bob Wills and But this was her, this was, you know, she was, oh, the other thing, and that's what it was, she was one of the first people to get a, the Rickenbacker electric 12-string. When they first introduced it in 1963, they gave her one. And the only other person I know that was given one of those guitars when it first came out was George Harrison. So, kind of interesting. She was a very accomplished guitarist and fiddle player. Okay, let's move on. The next, I just have a couple of songs I'm going to play you here by this next outfit, who are called the Jankowski Singers. Now, they did put out several albums in the 60s on Mercury Records, but by the 70s, that was over, and they started putting a couple more records on little offshoot labels. I mean, this one, they're not exactly, maybe, technically a lounge band, but I think they are. Or, I mean, this record came out on a label called MPS, which was a German jazz label that was associated with BASF, B-A-S-F, the not only the world's largest chemical producer, but they had a tape division, magnetic tape, and I think this was their brief attempt to get into the music world with the Jankowski Singers. And this is from their album For Night People Only. Came out in 1972 here in the U.S. And we're going to hear them do just a couple songs, starting with Light My Fire.
Bye. yes, oh, I just
need me some talking to the sun.
And I said I didn't like the way he got things done, sleeping on the job. Those raindrops are falling on my head.
They keep falling, but there's one.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. We just heard the Jankowski Singers doing Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, and before that, Light My Fire. In the background, Jimmy Boyce playing Winchester Cathedral on a Wurlitzer organ that came out of Rockefeller Center, ended up at this ice skating rink, and now it resides at the Berkeley Community Center in Berkeley, California. Thanks for listening, everybody. Stay tuned for Becky with Honky Tonk Radio Girl, and after that, Sydney from 9 to midnight. You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. See you next week.
Introducing Hank and Buck and Dolly Parton. She's your honky tonk radio girl. Hear that vinyl popping on the airwaves. from the signal tower into your little world. Lord knows all the hopeless hearts that she sees. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's been known to take requests and have on some special guests. Can't you see those dancing skirts a-twirl? Well, a man sits at home alone on Christmas. She brings him Patsy Cline and Merle. With her gifts of country gold, you know who this is. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's your honky-tonk radio girl.
Hey there, folks, and welcome to the program. My name is Becky, and this is Honky Tonk Radio Girl here on WFMU 91.1 FM and WFMU.org. I play honky tonk music, which has a broad definition, here every week from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, or any time if you're listening online of some sort. And I'm so excited for this week's program because I got to spend some time, in Mexico City with, the wonderful Samantha Simmons, who you may know from her shows on this station. And, we went record shopping. I came back with a bunch of stuff that I'm super excited to play you. Some things that I'll play that I got the last time I was there, but Mexico City, such a great, just a great place in general, obviously, but for records, in particular, I recommend Casa Calypso. Don't miss it, if you do get to visit. So shout out to Carlos, the owner of Casa Calypso, for all of these great records. We're going to start out with a version of Blue Moon. And this one is by Los Sinners. You're listening to WFMU. Thank you.
Thank you.